This is such bullshit. Whoever would have thought that selling Girl Scout cookies would be so fucking stressful? Every year it's the same fucking thing. We get our group of girls, they sell their little hearts out, and us group leaders win a prize for the group who sells the most. It seems like no matter what tactics I use, selling huge amounts to friends and family, focusing on the frat stoner house two streets down, getting the girls to use crocodile tears, well, none of it works. Because every fucking year, Karen wins. I thought my group, Helen and Immy, my daughters, plus Elsie and Anna, were doing so well this year. But one of the mums let slip that Karen is already 100 boxes ahead of any of us. I've got no idea how she does it, and it is driving me insane. 6 years I've been up against Karen, and 6 years I've come second to her. I would do anything, and I mean literally anything, to wipe that smug fucking smile off of her face just once. This morning we did a door to door. The girls all smart in their little Girl Scout uniform. Cute little khaki skirts, freshly pressed white shirts, and their sashes filled with various badges from active citizen, storytelling, photographer, to their most recent achievement, water fun. I swear, those girls' posture changes as soon as that sash goes on. The chest goes out and they carry themselves with so much pride. And it is so cute to see them push out their non-existent chests. Wait, that gives me an idea. It's a super fucked up idea. Maybe I should just pretend like that never came into my head. Anyway, where was I? So, door to door. Every single door we knocked on told us, sorry, we already bought from Karen. I don't know what the fuck she's offering, but from the houses I glimpsed inside of, everyone had at least 5 boxes. I mean, I know Girl Scout cookies are good, but 5 boxes a household good? I'm not sure. Anyway, we're on a little break now before heading back this afternoon. I'm cheering the girls up with pizza for lunch so they don't get too demoralized. But I wonder, how far are they willing to go to beat Karen and her group? Okay, girls. All done? Ready to sell some cookies? Yeah, that's the spirit. Are we gonna beat Karen, Maddie, Kim, Lucy, and Shona? Yes, we are. We might have to resort to some unconventional methods. What are you all willing to do to sell these cookies? Yeah, that's it. Anything and everything. I cannot get that thought out of my head. Are they really willing to do anything? Am I? Just to see stupid Karen put in her place for once. Who am I kidding? I'd get on my knees for the whole damn town if it meant I could take the first place trophy. Okay. Time to head out. Hi, sir. Would you like some Girl Scout cookies? They're raising money for... Oh. Not even some Thin Mints? Just one box. Sir, the girls are working really hard. Just one fucking box. Is that really too much to ask? Fine. Come on, girls. Let's go. This guy is obviously too cheap to help. Wait. What if I suck your dick? How many boxes would that be worth to you? Okay. We can come in and discuss that. So, we're all crowded into this guy's living room. I'm trying to get him to focus, already on my knees, but I can see his eyes darting back to the four little girls on the sofa. One of them, in particular, my Helen, a short little redhead. Almost 11, this is going to be her last year in this group before she heads to the older group. What if she sucks your dick? Don't try and pretend like you don't want that cute underage mouth around your cock, you sick fuck. I can see you got harder just at the mention of using her. Does my sweet little 10-year-old make your cock twitch? Just tell me, sir. Trust me, these little girls would do anything to win the prize this year. Probably the best chance you're ever going to get at living out whatever sick, fucked up fantasy you have with underage girls. Mm-hmm. So say it. Tell me you want my underage daughter to suck your cock. Thought so. Helen. Okay, baby. Mommy's going to teach you how to make men give you anything you want, okay? You want to be Karen? You want to sell the most boxes? This is how you're going to do it. And all of you, watch Helen. Unless I'm mistaken, you're all going to get a chance to copy her at the other pervs' houses. And then I'll take you all for ice cream. Unzip his pants, Helen. Nice and slowly. Rub your child hands over his legs and over that bulge too. That's it. Pull his pants down. And then his briefs. I know what I told you about people's private parts. But if you want to make something of yourself, you're going to have to learn how to suck cock like a pro. That's it. Wrap your child hands around his cock. Stroke it up and down. How good does it feel, mister, to have a child playing with your dick? How fucking turned on are you, knowing I'm going to teach my underage daughter to suck your cock, while three other underage girls watch? That's it, you sick fuck. Sit back, relax, while my little baby girl does all the work. She's gonna take you to heaven in that Girl Scout uniform on her knees. Okay, Helen, put his cock in your mouth. You're gonna have to open wider than that. I don't care if it's too fucking big. Open wide. Fuck, that is a hot sight. Swirl your tongue around, Helen. No talking, just suck his fucking cock, okay? Head down further. I don't feel like you're trying hard enough, baby girl. I said, head down further. That's it. Let mummy control your head and Mr. Fuck your 10-year-old mouth. Girls, come get a closer look. This is Immy. She's only 7, mister. Should she play with your balls? No need to talk. I know you must be in ecstasy right now. You can just nod your head. Mm-hmm. Okay, Immy. Gently like this. Use those 7-year-old hands to encourage him to come in your 10-year-old sister's mouth. Elsie. She's 6, sir. How about we teach her how to give a proper rim job? Oh no, Elsie. You're going to kiss and lick his asshole. I don't fucking care if you don't want to. Put your mouth right there and taste it. Mister needs to feel really good if he's going to buy your cookies. And the other girls are working so hard. It's your turn. Lick that fucking asshole, Elsie. That's it. Tongue him up and down. When his asshole relaxes a bit, Try putting your tiny baby girl tongue inside the hole a bit. Now then, Anna, shall we show the nice man your cute little body while your friends are all working? She's only just joined us. She just turned 4. Let's take that cute little shirt off, shall we? Expose that flat 4-year-old chest. Look at her tiny nipples. I can barely even pinch them. And that flat little tummy. What's under that khaki skirt? Oh, that's some cute little Disney princess panties. Pink with red elastic frills. And her skinny 4-year-old legs. Those cute frilly ankle socks. Isn't she a sight, sir? That Girl Scout skirt. That cute little hat. Turn around, Anna. Let's show Mister your cute, perky little bottom. I can pull her little panties to the side just enough to show you her ass cheeks. And look, I can spread them with one hand. Look at that 4-year-old asshole. I bet she would be so tight on your cock, wouldn't she? Take him all the way down, Helen. You want to feel him hitting your throat. Help your sister, Immy. Hold her head down while Mr. fucks her 10-year-old throat. I bet you're dying to see her pink little pussy, aren't you? Look at that. So bald and puffy. A perfect 4-year-old cunny. I wonder if I could even fit a finger inside her. She's soaked. Seeing her underage friends be such sluts for you. Oh, you want to come? You can use my daughter as your little cum rag. Wherever you want. Helen's going to swallow it all, won't you? You sure have been fucking her 10-year-old throat hard. There's tears running down her baby cheeks. That's it. Come for the Girl Scout sluts. Your perfect underage orgy. Fill her little tummy with your spunk. Watch her gag and gulp it all down for you. So much cum for my perfect 10-year-old pedo's toy. So, how many boxes will that be? 50? Perfect. Get cleaned up, girls. We have a few more houses to hit before bedtime.